I'm here too. Whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, with a sports bus. We're here for you. Hit it, dog.
Shake, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome to the sports bus. We got Rich playing where?
New Jersey, I think.
Is it in New Jersey?
Yeah.
He's in the
Ivy Championships. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to get that title again this year. Hey, it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
We got the numbers man sitting in. You got any questions about any teams? He's your man. Give him a call. So what's going on today?
Well, a bunch of stuff going, right? I mean, you got the playoffs are going to start for the NBA.
I don't know why, but watching the Masters there last weekend, coming down, I told you who was going to win.
Who, Scheffler?
Hell yeah.
That was pretty big. I mean, geez, don't go out on a limb or nothing.
Well, no, there were four of them right there.
Yeah.
And out of the four,
he was leading.
He just seemed to be, when he got it, he never let go.
Yeah, he's the number one player in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's won like $23 million already this year.
That'll work.
You think? $3.6 million for the winner.
I mean, they all hit the ball well. It's just something about his play. When he gets in trouble, he can take that second shot and usually puts it where he wants to, somewhere around.
Great iron player.
Yeah.
So he hits it close. So putt, you got to hit it close there to make some putts. You don't make many long putts at Augusta.
I mean, who was?
I mean, you can have a 3-foot section. You got to hit it in.
Yeah.
You know, in the end of the pin, so it doesn't go 20 yards to the right down into a false place that you're not even, the pin's not even at. I mean, it's crazy.
But there was one hole there. What was it? It was kind of like a finger that run around, and there was water right in front of me. It only looked like you had 20 feet to hit on the green right there. If you're a little
Well, it could be 15, or it could be. He hit it in the bunker and plugged, hit a fried egg in 15, I think. So that wasn't it. But then there's, it's either 12 or 13 is a par 5 where you hit it down. You got to hit a draw and it goes down a hill.
Yeah.
Then you hit it in. If you hit it too straight, goes into the straw under the trees. You've seen everybody hit the great shots out of there, or you lay up, one of the two. And then the next hole is the par 3 over the water, which is brutal because of the wind.
Yeah.
That's where Homa hit one, hit the green, sounded like he hit concrete, and the thing bounced into the bush. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Is that the one that run up underneath the friggin' dandelions?
Yeah.
Or something
dandelions.
Whatever they were.
Dandelions. Yeah, they're cooking them later.
How do you play a ball out of that?
You don't. He played an unplayable lie.
Why?
Because you can't hit it.
So what? You shouldn't hit it there.
Yeah, I know. But so you lose your stroke. So he's hitting 3 from where he's standing.
Oh,
after
really?
You move, you get a club length, which he got.
And then you have to do a drop.
Yeah, you do a drop, and then it's on a side hill where he was. So it keeps rolling. So then you place it after you drop it twice. He places it, and he has the tee there. Then he places it, and then he hits it. So he's hitting 3 and. You know, you're definitely getting a bogey unless you chip it in from there.
Was it Morikawa? Was
right Morikawa.
On, was right with
he was
Scheffler.
Close.
And there was another guy, I think they were tied, and they were chasing him. I think it was at the time when Scheffler was like 7 under.
And Alberg? Alberg or something like that? The
it
kid
might
from,
have been.
The kid from Sweden is
good.
They
coming down, and they both hooked it into the water over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was on, like, maybe the 16th or the 15th.
Yeah, who was that anyway?
They were chasing them. But anyway, when you hook into the water like that, when you're chasing, it's over.
Yeah.
And I mean, Scheffler could have had one bad ball and hooked it into the water. In that big group, he'd have fell to fifth.
That's how Tiger won last time, coming from behind.
Yeah.
They hit it in the water like twice.
Now, what happened to Tiger in this?
He shot like 11 over in the last day.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Did he
shot an 81.
Did he come in last?
Close.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had it written down.
I think he played with the, that last round, he played with the only amateur to make the cut, Shipley or something like that.
Yeah. So that tournament was $20 million total purse.
Yeah.
That was up $2 million from last year. Yeah. Scheffler got 3.5 for winning.
Yep. Yep.
That ain't a bad payday.
Nope. I think the one this week is bigger than that, and there's no cut. So it's the top players. They're playing the RBC, which is at Harbortown and Hilton Head. You know, with the lighthouse and stuff. Great view. So all the good players have to play in that.
So what's that other golf thing there that's going on right now?
Live?
Live.
Yeah.
They don't have cuts, do they?
No.
So it's like a live tournament. And you just go out there, and if you shoot a 40
yes.
over first day, you're going to have a long weekend.
Yeah. No shorts, no music. That's the difference. And it's four rounds, not three.
What do you mean? They can wear shorts and live?
Yep, they do. And the music playing, loud music.
What do you mean? Like on the
On course? Speakers.
Really?
Yeah. It's a party, yeah. And there's only... I believe it's three rounds, not four. It's not 72 holes, it's 54.
Who would come up with music?
I don't know, just something different.
Just when you're about to hit the ball, back in black!
Well, you're used to it, so, yeah.
Well, them guys coming over ain't used to that. I mean, you're playing a hole in Tiger Pass one back in the day, and the place erupts, and oh my God, I got to take a minute, you know?
Yeah, that's different, yep. Now you can't even hear it. I'm trying to look and see when Richie's team tees off.
I thought they were in last.
Tied for sixth place, yep. But they get have tee times here sometime.
So we're breaking it down. I was surprised there that the one player you were talking about, you were looking to see come back at Fleetwood there.
Yeah,
he made it back to four under. I mean, I know Scheffler shot 11 under, but four under was right there.
Yeah.
You know, right in the second group.
Yeah.
Of players right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see him or Rory win it.
Well, Rory weren't.
The thing is they get to come back forever. No matter how old you are, get to go back if you win it. That's huge.
So Scheffler won the Masters, what, year before last?
Yeah, Rahm did last year.
Right. Where was Rahm?
Oh, like 6-7 over.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't watch that much golf. But who's that bone? Who's the guy there that hits it a lot?
Dushanbe?
Oh, yeah, Dushanbe there. Let me tell you something. He played the whole course.
Yeah.
I'd never seen anybody hammer the ball and having to come out of the woods about every time.
Yep.
But he still shot 3 under. I mean, that's pretty good if you could just control some
stuff. Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, so Fleetwood ended up tied for third. Yeah, three-way tie for third. Homa, Morikawa, and Tommy Fleetwood, 4 under. He made some cab eye.
But I got the laughing when that Bo Sheenbell there, he'd tee off and he'd point. I said, just keep your hand up there every time you hit.
Oh, because it's going right or left.
Oh, yeah. He was out of the woods every time. Miss a putt. I don't understand how he was 3 under the whole tournament. I don't believe I watched him hit a birdie.
He hits it so high, he can go over trees. He could be in another fairway and just go over trees. It's great. Far as he hits it, he probably hits a 9 iron.
How far is he hitting his driver?
Oh, he'll hit it 330, 340, 350.
You hit it that hard. You know what? I wouldn't be lined up beside the tee box when he come up, because I'm going to tell you.
He ain't going to miss it that bad.
Really?
You might not want to be down the fairway, because if he's right and left, you take one off the noggin. You don't know what's coming.
Listen, now, he ain't a control golfer. No, I could go out there and have a good day and not hit anybody, but every once in a while, I hit that wood on the side of the driving range tee box.
Really?
But, I mean, he played the whole course. So what's up with your Celtics?
They start when, tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow. You just read it.
Yeah. I don't remember. Everybody's today and tomorrow. So they play the
Heat.
They
play the Heat tomorrow. The number one team, I didn't want to see them play.
Really?
They could beat them hands down. They weren't going to play the Hawks in the first round anyway. But, I mean, it could have come down to the Sixers. It could have come down to the Heat. To me, I would have took the Sixers. But the Heat, somehow they find a way to beat them. There ain't no one beating the Celtics if they come out and they hit their threes, start hitting threes. It's over.
Yeah.
But if they don't hit them and it's a close game, they're done.
Well, that's when the coach has got to call a timeout and they got to start going to the basket.
We've been saying this forever. Don't do
we'll
it.
See if, no,
they don't do it.
Nope.
So, you know, we can sit here and say they need to go to the basket, but they ain't going to do it.
Huh.
Is Tatum going to show up?
If he's hot, he will be.
Where's he gone the last 2 years in the playoffs? That's going to be the test, because he goes and hides.
You think? Did
he? Yeah, absolutely.
We got to go to a break.
Oh, I can't even hear the music. Hey, give us a call after the break.
Bam.
Girlfriend at 5 and 9. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got the numbers, man, waiting for you to call. 603-843-8623.
When did the Phillies get those ugly uniforms?
Oh, they're brutal. You don't even know they're the Phillies.
They're blue. Where'd
right.
that come from?
Have no idea.
Look at that bombage. Oh, Rossman, catcher. Hey.
Their cheesesteak got moldy.
Huh?
I said the cheesesteak got moldy.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, Miami might not be so bad. Jimmy Butler's out for the series, so.
No, have they announced he's out for the series?
According to the injury report for today that I just saw.
Yeah, they're still dangerous, though. I mean, they got in by beating the Bulls, and I didn't think the Bulls were all that impressive, but the Miami Heat, somehow, they find a way to stay with the Celtics. And, you know, it was the Miami Heat, the Hawks, and the Warriors. The Warriors are gone. The Hawks are gone. I was hoping the Heat would be gone. and let them have an open door to see who could beat them. But I would really like to see the Celtics come down and play the Nuggets.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
It's supposed to be. Wouldn't that be a series?
Yeah. Be a good series. We'll see if he can coach.
I mean, it comes down to that, but we haven't seen it.
No.
Wouldn't you think he'd take his team and say, listen, let's work on these two plays just in case?
He believes in the three.
But why do you need three in a tie ball game?
You don't. If they went to the hole, they could maybe get some of them guys in foul trouble. That's what I'd try early against Denver. They're going to have to figure that out.
I mean, that's a long ways down the road, but that could go for every team.
Yeah.
Take it to the hole, get them man in trouble.
Yeah, especially when you get cold. If you're hitting them, great. If you're not, you know, if there's a 9-point swing somewhere, you got to call timeout or somebody's got to take over and run a couple plays to slow it down and go to the hole. And it's just crazy. When they get like on a something, you know, they have runs against them. They're up by 30 and they lose. 25
right.
And lose.
How do you do that? How do you do that without there's no coaching?
Well, it must be easy because the Heat had a 26-2 run in the early part of that game last night. 26-2. How does that happen?
Well, number one, you ain't shooting that good.
Yeah, but they're professionals. You score 2 points against 26.
I get it. Can we bring it in, Allie Loopit or something?
Allie Loopit. Loopage.
But, I mean, the thing that worries me about the Celtics is it's unknown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you think about the Nuggets, they're just steady. I mean, you don't even hear about the Nuggets. You don't hear about the Joker. A little bit more now, but
How many wins did they have compared to the Celtics?
I have no idea. They had enough to win their... Did they win their division? Or
of course.
They got knocked out of the first place.
Really?
Yeah. I think they came in second.
Wow. I would have never guessed that.
And the Sacramento Kings, who played last night, got knocked out of the tournament.
Really?
I believe so. What's the center's name, his father used to play in the league?
So the Nuggets had 57 wins.
Yeah.
7 short of the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
His father used to play?
Yeah. Zingas? It ain't Zingas. That's a Celtics guy. His father used to play back in the day, but he was a lot bigger. This guy's skinnier, Santa. I just don't know how they get there. They look terrible.
Who's he play for?
I think the Kings.
Oh, yeah, his father's a Hall of Famer. He's Russian.
I think so.
Yeah, he was good in college. The kid played, I want to say Gonzaga, but maybe not.
But he ain't nothing like his father.
No, he's not as big either. His father's a monster. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find it. King's roster, right? Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good college player. Yeah, Sabonis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he started playing. They got him in a trade, I think, from Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he's good. But the kid I like is that Fox kid from Kentucky. Oh, can he fly? Lefty?
Yeah, but he ain't even in the NBA yet.
No, he's already there. He's an all-star, for Christ's sakes.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So who do you think the starting lineup should be? Tatum, Brown, Zingas?
$32 million, that all? Yeah, what they usually have. Who's the kid they got from Portland?
Oh, White? You have White in there starting?
Well, you got Brown and Tatum and Porzingis. And then you got White and you got, what's his name, the kid I'm thinking
Holiday.
Of? Holiday. Yep. Yep. White and Holiday in the backcourt. You really got a, like a.
What are you doing? You're taking, you bringing in Pritchard? I mean, he's been hammered.
Pritchard off the,
off the bench?
Yep. Pritchard off the bench. Who else they got? Who's the kid I like to talk? Call the big kid, 6'8", 6'9".
Cornette.
He's 7 foot. I like him, too. I just like their back five. He shoots threes.
Cornette.
No, he's the alley-oop loopage, as you call him. Nuts. Well, they got the big fellow, the old guy, off the bench from University of Florida.
Yeah.
Been there forever. He came back after he left for a year for a contract and
right.
got released by the Sixers. And then I forget the kid's name. Why am I forgetting this kid's name? I don't get it.
Hornaby? Hornacek? Is it?
No, don't keep guessing like that. It
starts with H. You with me?
It doesn't start with an H, does it? He throws in the threes, though.
Yeah, older fella. Got a
He's
lot
not
of...
older.
The one
Oh, the big guy is older.
The guy that plays every other game or every three game.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You talking about Horford?
Horford. Who's the kid that throws up the threes that's good, though?
Homer.
No.
It is Homer. House.
No.
Okay, then you're...
Hauser.
There you go.
Hoser. I call him Hoser.
I said it four times.
Did you? I like him. 6'7". He can throw him in from Cuba. So they're back. I mean, they just got a great bench. Great chemistry. They pass it good. Especially when all those guys are in, they don't just...
But the number one thing is if they don't hit their
If you
threes.
Notice, Pritchard tries to drive to the hole, which I like. I like him. I'm glad they didn't trade him because there was rumor they were going to trade him. Going, what are you trading him for?
Right.
They got rid of the disease, so now they got Holiday, which he's the man for... He just got extended. So they got a three-year window here that they could really... They could right. win three in a row.
In basketball, which I don't believe you ever played with a three in high school.
No.
But teams, at least in high school, that were known for the three, they get in the tournaments and it don't happen. That isn't so much like the NBA. But I don't like when your offense is 70% of threes. Sit there and watch a team throw a three. Then they come down, miss a three. Then they miss a three. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics should be scoring in the 130s every game. Every game.
Yeah, they don't stop quick enough. They just keep firing them up when they're stone cold instead of going to the hole. Because when they go to the basket, they're, like, unstoppable. They're going to get fouled or they're going to make it. It's one of the two with the amount of talent they got. It's like, where did the 12-foot, 10-foot mid-range shot go?
Right.
Where did the center with his back to the basket go?
That's all gone.
Well, one, you don't have the kids learning it. I mean, you know, Corvat could learn that if he got footwork to do it. You know what I mean? A little alley push shot, a little
right,
with Kevin McHale.
Yeah, but I don't think he's that type of player.
No, but when you're 7'1", what's his name? Does it anyway.
Look at the Spurs.
Porzingis does it anyway. He does it once in a while.
Yeah. He's a little light, though.
But he
tries it.
Yeah.
He's got a little game around it. Like the Spurs got that 7'4 guard.
Yeah.
He can't back it in. He's too light.
Super stick figure.
Hey, we got to go to another break. 603-843-8623. Give us a shout when we come back.
Bam.
The boss. Is this born in the USA?
Yeah. Not my favorite song.
I didn't say it.
It has nothing to do with the Born in the USA. They overplayed this thing so bad when it came out. It's like, I don't want to hear it no more.
What's your favorite song?
Well, that's the matter is what's genre.
What's your favorite song?
It'd probably be
Listen.
The Summer Wind.
Listen.
Do you know what the Summer Wind is? Do you know who that sang that?
I know the fish bite in it, but...
The Summer Wind. Frank Sinatra.
Listen.
The Summer Wind.
If I say Justin Verlander, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Okay. What's your favorite song? Well, it just meant... You got a favorite song. You got to come out with it.
No.
You shouldn't have to think about it, right?
No, the Summer Wind. New York, New York.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many good ones.
New York, New York. Yeah, I get it.
I got to say, my favorite song changes all the time. It depends on my mood.
Yeah, that's matters what kind of genre you want to listen to, right? I mean, if I wanted to listen to rap, it'd be an Eminem because he's the man. If it was country, you don't have to be Brooks and Dunn or Waylon or maybe. I mean, there's a couple.
you're not getting me though.
You know, rock and roll is Def Leppard stuff's good.
Right.
Led Zeppelin is like the ultimate. So, probably Led Zeppelin would have to be my...
Okay, you don't have a favorite song.
No, I don't. I got too many. There's too many. They're all on my phone also.
I like
pick your top five movies. That's even harder.
I like Taya, Yellow River.
They've been around the old oak tree. Yeah.
What? No? Taya, Yellow River.
What was the guy's name in Dawn? Tony something and Don sang that song. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Mine?
If you give me a top five, it's hard to do top five, trust me. There's so many good ones.
I can't even remember.
Oh, gosh, come on.
I mean, Armageddon's been on 40 times in the last 3 days.
That is a good movie. It's like that, John Wick, and The Equalizer. You can find them any day.
No, there's another one. There's another one that beats
Yes!
I have to watch them. Yeah. London is Falling.
London is, yeah. Yeah, White House, yeah.
Yeah.
With Butler. Is that the guy's name, his real name?
So... You look on TV, White House Down's on.
Yeah.
London's Falling.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the Equalizer.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
John Wick. Okay. What gets me is I don't get the channels, but it tells you what's playing. HBO, White House is Falling. It's been on 30 times on the regular stations and on HBO Cinemax. Now you got to pay for it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No!
Huh. I always liked costume movies are kind of one of my favorites.
Costner?
Kevin.
I mean...
He's got so many good ones. Field of Dreams is fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Just the thought that if that could actually happen, it would be so cool. But they actually play there now, right?
Right.
They have a game there. And then Dancing with Wolves that he was in. That was real.
Costner plays a cowboy and a soldier.
Yeah.
Probably better than anybody. But
I like those, and The Green Mile is one of mine.
Green Mile?
The big guy, yeah, with Tom Hanks.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, the big guy did, yeah. Yeah, he was, wasn't he Jordan's bodyguard for a while back in the day when Jordan was playing?
I have no idea.
Anyway, yeah, you got Forrest Gump. I mean, how good's that? I mean, you could watch that forever, couldn't you? It'd be kind of funny, all the stuff he does that.
I mean...
In the buttocks.
I mean, Costner had it going on. I mean, it's not a movie, but the series Yellowstone. I know a lot of people been waiting for that
to come out, but it's gone. Love it.
It's gone.
Yeah, and then you got... what was the one with Affleck? No, Affleck's not in it. No, he's not in it. It's Jack Nicholson.
The Town.
That's good. Jack Nicholson's in it.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello? Who is it?
Bruce Blanchard.
How we doing, Bruce?
Doing fine.
What's going on today?
Yeah. And I understand that Mr. Hicks is on as well?
No, Bob is not here. He went on vacation. We got the numbers, man.
Okay. Well, I was told he might be, and so I wanted to call and share a little bit about the recent UConn basketball success.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, they were the team. They beat everybody by 15 points or better.
Yes, yes. My wife and I were season ticket holders for about 20 years, and so the men and women are just unbelievable.
So you must have seen, you went to the women's team when they were, how many wins did they have in a row?
They had 111.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how many national championships were there?
There were 11 women and now 6 men. There's 17 national championship banners flying at Gamble. And there's no other basketball arena in the country that even comes close to that.
No.
And to think that it happens in the Northeast where the rest of the country thinks that we're basically known for academia. when we first started going there in 1995, Storrs, Connecticut, and versus what it looks like today, it's highly recognizable. And I tell you, this was the upside of sports, because what basketball has done for that town and for that university is remarkable.
Huh. Now, I was listening last time you called. I wasn't on the show. You were talking to Bob.
Yeah.
What year did you play in the Shrine Game?
1954.
So you were from Windsor.
From Windsor, and the very first game.
So my father was your teammate.
This is Kevin Doyle, the numbers man.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, Kevin, it's a pleasure. your father.
Yeah.
And I played. Baseball and basketball and football together for 4 years, or against each other, I should say.
Yeah.
And we roomed together for the very first Shrine Game.
You did?
For 2 weeks.
I did not know that.
2 weeks of preparation back then.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure. And I will say this, that I played linebacker on defense, and there was no runner in my 4 years that hit harder than your father. And every time I had to meet him in the hole, I dreaded it, and I could feel it afterwards. So
yeah, he was fast and a big guy. Compared to, I have the original brochure for that game.
Oh,
and
well, your father,
he was listed at 200, and I think the next biggest guy was like 175 or 165.
No, you're right,
really?
Because back then that was big. I played at 185, and that was considered big.
Yeah.
And but no one hit harder than your father.
Yeah, he could.
And he was a very good friend, because he got me to play for the Junior Legion for White River Junction in Hartford. Windsor didn't have one.
Really?
Junior Legion in my time in high school, and he also got me to play for the semi-pro team in Lebanon.
Lebanon Lions.
Play. Yeah,
the Lebanon Lions. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play against the New England Hobos and the House of David, and so.
Wow, that's unreal. That was under the lights at Eldridge, right?
Now that's,
yeah, in Lebanon, and whatever the name of that park was, I've forgotten now.
Eldridge Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eldridge.
Yeah,
and that's
so
we
used to travel around New England, play night games.
was that when they had the bandstand out towards the road, was it? Not the bandstand, but where everybody sat, it was all enclosed there?
That was in Enfield, wasn't it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Eldridge Park, back in the day, I believe, had a backdrop where you drive in now, somewhere in there. And I think they hit out towards the river instead of hitting from the river towards the road. It was awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I draw a blank on that, so you have a better memory of it than I do.
I never remember that, huh?
Given I was 16, 17 years old at that time, but it was a special treat, and
yeah,
So
well, it was great to talk to you.
It is indeed a pleasure to speak to you, Kevin.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you, and we have to go to a break. I hate to cut you off.
We could
talk longer, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're most welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
603-843-8623. Let's keep it going after the break.
Bam.
Trying to look up, we call it Eldridge Park, but it's been named the Jim Wessler Field. Now, if anybody had a picture or something of that park back in the, I would say, the 40s, we'd like to see that. Let us know, and we'll find a way to get it on text or whatever, because I've seen a picture of that, and that was a big stadium, and they hit from where you drive in now back to the river back in them.
Well, your father would know.
Maybe. Why do you say my father would know?
Well, the 50s. When do you think they changed it?
I have no idea.
So I know my father played for the Lebanon. He got him to play there, apparently, Mr. Blanchard. I know my father played there for when he was 15 or something with the men. He was 15. He was as big as all of them. Yep.
I bet Vanya would know.
Well, so when he played there, I can tell you this, that it wasn't faced the other way because he hit one off the Nabisco building, off the roof.
Yeah.
Across the street, past the Walker's house.
Been there.
Yeah. And so it was faced that way then, so when he played. So that would have been, He was born in 36, so if he's 15, 46, that's 51.
Right.
54 when he graduated. He was 17.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I never heard of that before. That's why. Wow. Never heard of that. Now, I can tell you the Enfield, where the basketball field was, is courts are in Enfield.
Yeah.
That's where they had a stand.
Weren't very big.
No, but it was the stands, wooden.
Yeah.
It held people like 10 rows behind home plate, which is where those basketball courts were.
Right.
It was just like Claremont.
Right.
And that's not there anymore.
That restaurant that sits there in left field.
Yeah, in the trees, yeah.
That's something. I might have to find that picture for you.
Yeah, I never seen it. You might have been looking at the wrong Eldridge Park like we just pulled up, and it was in New York.
Yeah, there were some awful pictures in there. So I can't believe it looked like that back in the day. But.
Yeah. I don't know.
So let's finish up the Celtics.
What's it a finish? They got to play first. I mean, they got a good team. If they don't blow it, that's the whole.
Yeah, but
do they have the right leader? If anything happens and they don't get to the final, he's gone. It ain't. You don't split the team up. I don't want to hear about the team. It's the leader.
Listen.
The guy sitting on the bench is the assistant who I think should be the leader.
Before they even played this year in regular season, they said this team either had to win the championship or it was a fall. There ain't no more getting back to the finals and losing. They've been there. What, last 2 years?
Last year they didn't get there.
Where were they?
They got beat before the they didn't even play in
they lost in the finals to the
Warriors. The Eastern to the, no, the Eastern finals they lost to Miami.
Right.
That's the Eastern finals. That is not the finals.
Yeah, but they've been to the finals.
The year before that, they were in that, yes.
Okay. So there's no problem. They should get by this.
Total different rosters.
We got to go to the top of the hour break. We're going to do some homework. Three to 4 years.
I know. Well, how long is it? Baseball is five.
I'm here too. Whatever I can.
Early morning,
late afternoon, with the sports bus. What if here for you?
Oh, shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome back shake, to the shake, sports shake. Bus. 603.
Shake, shake, shake.
843-8623.
So.
I've been going down 1st of April. Is the time for smelt to run out of the Mascoma up the Mascoma River. I can't remember back far enough to ever know when the smelt haven't run before out of the lake.
I thought there was years they didn't run.
They've always been in there a little bit.
Really?
But not like... I mean, last year, we've had all different sizes coming out of that lake, whether they're small, mediums, large. You know, a medium would be 4 to 3 to 5 inches, something like that. And they used to be a lot bigger. They were like a Memphis-Magog smelt. They'd get 6, 7.
What do you do with those?
You eat them and fish with them. You bring them fishing, and if the fish aren't biting, you have them for supper. So you always got a backup. But
didn't they used to run in that brook up at the head of the lake?
Yes, they used to run both of them.
Because I went there with Lang.
Yeah, that was back in the day. Now I believe there's only 3 rivers, and I could be wrong on this. 3 rivers or 4 rivers. That you're allowed to dip them in. Mascoma's one of them. I think there's a place in Webster, whatever. But they've been different sizes. I mean, tiny. See, you could go down there, and you could, it'd be like 300 in a limit. And a 2 quarts is a limit.
Yeah.
I've seen them when 80 was the limit. I've seen them. Because
they're big?
Yeah. And I've seen them where, you know, 120, 25 would be a limit.
Hmm.
And this year, no run. There's been some stragglers in the river. People go down with a flashlight, and they little tricklers come up the river, and they net one, two, you know, and they stay there for hours. Hey.
And that's the way it's been all month?
And that's the way it's been all season. And if I'm wrong, somebody call in.
Huh.
But, and then we go down to Mascoma River last night fishing.
Yeah, that was good.
Hooked you up. We got into some awful rainbows down there.
I wish they'd stayed on the line.
I had one that broke my pole.
All right.
Snapped it right in half.
Lifted it up out of the water.
Well, it was somewhere between 25 and...
It tipped his boat over.
25, you doubling the size of it.
I had one on last night, tried to lift it up over the bank, my pole snapped right in half.
And the fish came off the line. Oh, God, it was funny. Oh, God. So you had that back there with your Sawzall because something got you.
It could have been my Sawzall, my skill saw, or maybe a rotary hammer sitting on the pole or something.
Mine just came off. Boy, that second one I had was a good one.
Yeah, that was.
That was a real good one. He bent that thing in half. Or you hit that, and I pulled, and he was fine. You could see him underwater turning, big, thick thing, and then he was gone.
But, you know, you take different situations. Like, I like to fish at river with, like, when it's in flood stage, got an area, and you got to hold it down towards the bottom. You know, you got to use 3/4 ounce slide sinkers and get it down. Have great luck. Well, last night, it goes from flood stage to, I don't know what it was, but then to come to find out, they're having kayak races today in the river, so they were holding the water back in the lake, and so they're dropping the water.
They can run it all day.
It just messes you up. I mean, it's got to mess up the schedule of the fish and stuff.
So we can't go down there tonight?
Well, you can go down. You can go down. It's going to be different. Like the point that you like, that's underwater.
Huh. Yeah.
The point I like is in flood stage, and that'll be fine. But the fish won't be there. I mean, there's a lot to do with it. When the Connecticut River's flooding and the Mascoma's flooding, it holds it back and they come up into the Mascoma, and that's when it's good fishing in there. But they got that water doing a whole different things, and it just it messes up the fish. It messes up the smelt run. You know, smelt like to come up a little bit of current, you know, and they do their thing out there. Well, when they're holding the water back, it makes that river, the beginning of the river, all still. It's like, oh, what's going on? They may not run. And that could be what's happening at this day. They just haven't run this year like they should.
Do you think it's because of the amount of rain?
No. I think this year has been so messed up with the warm weather early, like we'll talk back in March. I mean, we lost the ice. We lost the ice in Mascoma on, I think, the first or second weekend in March.
Huh. Wow.
And that just and everything seems to go earlier. Everything's on that water temp. And they could have run in March, and now we're not seeing them in the season. So you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw you, but this year it's a curve.
Huh.
So what are you thinking?
Draft coming this week.
The NFL draft? I can't wait to get it over with. I wrote some things down for you, if I got it and didn't lose it. And I think I did. I didn't get the page. I had all the numbers down. And I forgot a couple pages. But I had, who's the first quarterback everybody wants?
Williams. Caleb Williams. He's going to go to Chicago, apparently.
I think he was 6'4", 230.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a good. He can run, too. Yeah. He can throw it.
And then the second one in line.
Well, now they're switching. They're kind of saying it could be May. Because Jaden Daniels, the kid that won the Heisman, was picked to go second. Now he's saying he don't want to play there. He's pulling the John Elway. Elway, Eli Manning. Or did Manning pull that too? I forget. Remember they didn't want to play wherever he was going to draft him, so they ended up going. So he's pulling that stuff. So they're saying May might go second. And Daniels, sir. Now, I think the Patriots is Jaden Daniels who won the Heisman.
I was trying to think of who they had second right now, and I think that might have been him.
Which one? Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's picked in a lot of them.
And what's the third one?
May.
Yeah.
Is,
and then
that's
McCarthy
the Patriots picks.
Fourth.
Is he going to go fourth or fifth? Because
had him fourth.
Oh, he's the fourth quarterback. Correct.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's the fourth pick.
Right. No, I ain't. Okay. I'm just saying they had him in.
Because if the Patriots take May or Daniel, whichever one's third, Harrison's going to be the fourth pick to the Cardinals because they got their quarterback. And then the next guy does not have a quarterback, and they need one. That would be McCarthy.
And what I was looking at, it's like 9, 9.5. 9 5/8, and I think one was that first one you said there.
Williams.
I think he might have been 9 7/8.
Hand size?
Yep. Of course, he's bigger, so he might have, you know.
Bigger hands, yeah.
But they're all, I think the first one's the heaviest at like maybe 230. The bigger one, and then the rest are like 215.
May's 230. He's a stud. He could be the guy, but geez, I just hate passing on Harrison because he's gonna be a generation. I think
he's gonna be around for a while. He's
Bo Nix. Bo Nix will probably be in the second round there if you want him.
Yeah,
and he's not too far behind the other guy. He's from Oregon,
right?
And then you got
the
lefty from Washington, Penick. But I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to go in the first round.
That's
I
the
like
one that
him.
Got knocked all over the field. That's had a ton of injuries.
Now,
he could throw the ball a little bit, but he isn't going to take too many hits. He's going to be gone.
We'll see. Yep. Okay. Well,
I'm not even thinking that.
Yeah.
Not even in the sixth round.
I still say trade back and get if you can get two picks in the first round, you need more than one guy.
Yeah.
Through the whole draft. You got to hit on six guys in the draft. Because they're not spending money. They didn't spend any money unless they're waiting for guys to get cut. Then they'll spend the money because that's when they usually do some damage. They get older guys. They get cut because their money's too much. They're doing that stuff. They still got $60 million under the cap.
They need a line. And I know they've got a couple guys, but they need a line.
Yeah, absolutely true.
They need They need two receivers that take two defensive men with them at once.
Well, that's why if you trade down, you get an offensive lineman, and you can get a great wide receiver because there's tons of them in the first round.
But you don't get Harrison.
Nope.
And you know Harrison's going to be around. Yeah. Other than injury.
The two guys from LSU are real. The kid from Washington's real. The kid from Texas is good. Really good. They're all 6'2", 6'3". I mean, they're studs. They're all going to be good. They're all going to go in the first round. And there's plenty of offensive linemen.
But you're only going to get one.
Yep. But you might get two first-round picks and get a good tackle, too, or a two good guard.
So do we take one of these quarterbacks that you don't even know? It's like taking... What's his face there last year?
I think they're more nifty than Mac Jones was.
Right.
Because they can move.
Everybody thought Mac Jones was the best.
Yeah, he still couldn't move. He had cement shoes just like Brady did. And today's offense is offensive. You got to run. You got to be able to run a little. There's no pocket passer anymore, really.
Right. If somebody's open.
And the way they block, they sure as hell ain't going to matter. If they have the pocket passer, he ain't going to live through it enough anyway because they can't block.
Right.
So you better get someone to block.
And if you get someone to block. Open holes for their running back.
If you get someone to get block, Stevenson can run. You go back and you sign, what's his name? And they got the kid from the Eagles who can run too and catch the ball. That's what they got to do. But they got to spend some money, and they're not doing it. They're pulling the crap they did before.
Hey, Henry and Kraft are buddies.
Yeah, they're buddies, all right.
Hey, we've got to go to another break. 603-843-8623. Give us a shot after the break.
Bam!
You got the numbers, man, waiting for you to call, 603-843-8623. He's into the draft. He's going to take a day off this week. Sit down and watch
it. It's at night. They don't start until night now, so I don't have to.
Well, you better sleep during the day so you can stay up for it.
Yeah, that first round's a killer. They go all night. I think it starts at like 7 or 6 or something.
Well, that's one of the movies I like. I mean, it brings it back.
Oh, the draft with Costner?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a classic. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not Field of Dreams. Don't take it too far.
Like what they look in everything about you when you're going to take somebody
first. Oh, yeah. You want to know, yeah.
It's like... What was it there? They put a $20 bill in the playbook, and his was gone, and he didn't read it or something like that.
What was that now?
The coach in his college there put $20 in everybody's playbook.
And he never read the playbook.
And he never read the playbook, but the $20 was gone, and no one came to his birthday party. Why?
Yeah.
And they found this all out.
Because he was hammered.
And then when Costner passed on him,
yeah,
everybody knew somebody,
something
was wrong. And then that's how it played out when he had the best draft day ever. And then Cleveland still couldn't win. But, I mean, it's been going on forever, this draft. I can't wait until it's over so ESPN has something else to talk about. And then it'll be why we pick this guy. But the Chancy thing is, and I don't know if they would do it, is to trade down. That may be the right thing to do, but I don't know if the media will let them do it. Meaning, if they trade down, why didn't you go get a quarterback? Why didn't you get one? Then when everything goes and in the season, these are the questions. You had a chance. You traded down. Why? Why? You take Harrison, he's there for ever. And you know that. You kind of know that. Like when, what was the quarterback for Clemson's name, Aries, for the Jaguars now?
The big tall kid. Yeah.
You knew he was going to be good. You knew it.
Yeah.
You don't know about these other guys. They're not that quarterback.
No.
So you don't, I mean, they miss on quarterbacks every day.
Oh, it's like 70% they stink.
Yeah. And if you look at this, and then they go, well, Brady was 17. Yeah. Somebody was on their shoulder when they got him for whatever reason.
Yeah. It's funny because you watch the college things. He bails out Hansen, who was like supposedly the greatest athlete ever out of Michigan.
Yeah.
He went and played baseball, then he came back to Michigan to be the quarterback. He flunked in pro baseball, like Elway couldn't hit the curveball.
Right.
So he was done. So he goes back to Michigan. He stinks. He comes in and saves his rear end about six games in a row.
Right.
Behind, he throws three touchdowns in the second half. Where were you not seeing that to take him higher in the draft?
Right.
Because then the senior year, he starts, and he was unbelievable. Hello?
Trouble with the Curve, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Good movie. Trouble with the Curve.
No? Peanut Boy.
Yeah. I heard it.
You want me to hit against Peanut Boy? Come on.
Yeah. You give me this? You're wasting my time? Ha! The guy looks like Sandy Koufax.
That's where we got to go with the draft.
I say trade down. That's my thing. Because they're not gonna. If I can get two first round picks and have a tackle and a wide receiver, that's real.
And then go from there.
Yeah. If I'm at 11, I'm gonna get a real wide receiver because they're there. There's like six of them.
And then you're gonna
get a tackle or a guard. It's okay. Just a stud.
Then you're gonna sit back and you're gonna listen how Harrison is a man.
Yep.
Yep. While you're losing.
Well, the thing is, Harrison, if I don't take him and I go down, they're going to take a quarterback. Harrison's going to go and be the wide receiver for Murray. So you ain't going to hear crap about him. Because you never heard enough about Larry Fitzgerald, how good he was.
Right.
And he's got Murray. Big deal. He stinks.
Yep.
So he's going to end up there. So, you know, you just got to get what you got to get. You need too many players that have to be good to fill all these holes to take one, you know. And then I might get a quarterback in the second round. I mean, I don't know. They're picking, like, in the top four, I think,
in
the second round.
But why would I take a quarterback in the second?
Because I got my two guys in the first round. That's why. I got what I really needed.
Yeah, but you don't need a second-round quarterback.
Well, a second round is – these guys at one time were possibly first-rounders. Pennant could fall to the second round. Ritter is going to be there. They're saying Ritter's great. I don't know. The other kid from Oregon I just said, what's his name?
Right.
Nix, Bo Nix or whatever. They said for a while he was a first-rounder. You know, all these guys they're saying were first-rounders at one point. So are they – because they're not – obviously they're not perfect because the high percentage is so high of quarterbacks flunking and not mounting to crap is so high. So all these guys – even the guys they're saying that could be good now could suck.
Right.
I don't see what they see in Williams, to be honest with you.
Right. We watched him one night. He was terrible.
He stunk. Okay. Throwing – you know.
But don't you think you would want a quarterback – like Clemson, that's playing against Georgia.
One in the draft. Yeah, there's not one in the draft.
Right, against like Georgia and against
look at the
Alabama.
Guy they went and got the guy they went and got free agency, Jacoby Brissett. I was mad when they got rid of him, the Patriots.
Yeah,
because I thought he was something. He played it. He played at LSU. It's pretty legit.
Yeah,
right. He can throw the onion and he can move and he's huge.
Yeah. They got him back, though.
Yeah, they got him back as a free agent, and they're not counting on nothing. You put a lot around him, you're telling me he can't be as good as Purdy? What round did he go in?
Right. Right.
It's all the system and what you got around him.
Purdy was the last man picked in the draft.
Yeah, he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady, he wins a Super Bowl in 18. 19, he sucks. And you know why he sucks? And they figured he was done.
Nothing around him.
Absolutely. Gronk, hurt. Edelman, hurt. Oh, so now I got to throw to Jacoby Meyer every other time.
That's eventually, they catch on to that.
That's true. And they had and Skarnecki had retired, so they had to bring him back. And then they started playing a little better. But still, they weren't what they were going to be because he had no one to throw to.
Right.
They thought he was done. So that just shows you, you could be the greatest in the world, but if you don't have stuff around you, hello.
Right. Your quarterback's only as good as your receiver.
Yeah. So all this hype about Mahomes, he's got studs around him, I can tell you. And one of them wears 87.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Isn't it 87?
I have no
idea.
Is he
number 87, Kelsey, too?
Yeah. I don't know.
Gronk was 87, right?
Something like that, 87, 86.
Yeah.
80-something. Did you see Gronk? When did he do it? He threw out the first pitch.
Oh, he crunched it. He spiked it.
He spiked it like he was going to throw out.
You got to love it. That's him.
Oh, yeah. That's him right there. He just hauls off and spikes it like the football and then puts his fist in the air. Oh, yeah.
I looked it up. Kelsey is 87.
Is he?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's same as Gronk, but he's got studs everywhere. I mean, geez, their line's real. The defense is stupid. I mean, they got probably the best defensive lineman. They signed him back last year. I mean,
what's the key? They spend money.
Oh, they spend money.
They don't try to go down.
See where they're at. They ain't 28th in the league out of 30.
Right.
Really? 28th in the league.
And you were...
Here we go again. You're getting $20 for, you know, $12 for a 12-ounce Coke.
Yeah.
And you're 28th in the league?
In spending.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but we're going through it with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
How about Houck the other night?
Real.
Just real. I mean, he threw a
great
game.
He had a splitter going. Oh. He had control. He was at 90 pitches on 90. It was 91 or 2.
Yeah.
You don't see that. You don't see that anymore. That's 10 pitches a guinea. He was pounded the strike zone. Maybe that should tell him something.
So, Houck threw that 9-inning shutout. 92 pitches. We got to go to a quick break. We'll get back after it after the break. 603-843-8623.
Bam. Who is it, Dolph? I don't know. Flock of seagulls. I don't know. That's a bad haircut. Don't know who that is.
So I gotta welcome back to the sports book. So I got an off. I got a story for you.
Yeah.
So I'm not even gonna say where it is, but this house that been going on for 2 years that we've been building. Okay. The lady is just unbelievable. Who is it?
It's Gonzo Wilder.
Where you been?
I've been listening to the whole thing. I agree with your analysis of the Celtics, and their depth is amazing, and that's what's going to carry them through. As far as the number three pick with the Patriots, I want Harrison because – I agree with Kevin. Brissett will be made that much better if you've got some weapons. And if you remember, when he left us, he actually had some good seasons because he can run, too. And yeah. I think if you could just get him some weapons, he is going to be that much better. And I think that we could still get a guard somewhere a little bit later in the draft and maybe potentially another quarterback, because I agree there's still, you know, second round there's going to be several others available. And then as far as the Sox go, after I called in a couple of weeks ago after that 7-3 West Coast road trip, I was all excited. And I think I jinxed them. That next week, everybody got injured.
Right.
Pavetta, Devers, you know, Devers has got something wrong. He swings so hard, there's got to be some damage in that back. And then the story went out, all of it within that next week after I called in to say how excited I was. But you did warn me.
I did. I said, because you were saying, oh, they're so much better. They haven't, you know, they're not making errors. Guess what? We're in first place for making them.
Oh, how about this past week? My God, it looked like the Bad News Bears again.
Oh, they got to be pushing 30 errors already.
Yeah, I think they said the other day they played 20 games now and they got 20 errors.
Yeah. I think they gone by. Didn't they have two last night?
I didn't listen to the whole game last night. I cut short in and
stop
out.
Had,
watching
shortstop had one.
Yeah, we survived it, you know, but they're still making them. But you know what? The real problem is we're out playing the Pirates right now.
Right.
People get their batting averages jacked up, you know, and playing these not so good teams, and then you get a false reading of them. Well, when they come home and play Baltimore, you got a real reading on what's going on. I mean, that weren't just, you know, a fluke.
Yeah,
they don't take good
pitching. Lead on Baltimore, and the bullpen self-destructed, which was a little unusual. Especially Martin, he has been really steady, and he just self-destructed.
Right, right. I mean, he was just number one last year. You wanted him in there, and I still want him in there. He's a good pitcher, but you know what? If you have one bad game in a year and a quarter, that ain't terrible.
Right. But when you have a 5-0 lead going to the seventh inning, you should win that game.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, if they went out and got the two starting pitches they were supposed to get, Whitlock and Cool Hand Luke would have been in the bullpen, and they wouldn't have had to worry about it.
Yeah, and it's really not the starting pitching. If you look at their stats, the starters have been really good.
No, but it takes them out of the bullpen.
That's where it's coming down. That,
right.
That and the defense is self-destructed. So it's a shame because they did have such a good look in the beginning, and it looked like they had turned the page and were going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Do
you know what?
You know,
do you know what errors do to you, other than lose?
Yeah, they deflate you.
Well, I know they deflate you, but it puts 20 more pitchers on the starting pitcher. This is why when you have errors, they go on a pitch count, which puts you here by the fifth inning. Then you come into the bullpen. And you know
right.
The bullpen's shaky. It all rides the same thing. And errors go by you swapping people in different positions every night. And then you get the errors, which wears down your pitch, your starting rotation, and puts it into the bullpen. It isn't just losing, but it affects everything.
Right, and every pitcher has to throw a few more pitches.
Right, but it gets you, like they go to 100 pitches, okay?
Yep.
So you get to the fifth inning, and you got 100 pitches, and you look, and you got two errors. you would be in the fourth or the third inning. You see what I'm saying? On this pitch count, so you'd go six or seven innings without the errors. And now you could get to your better relievers quicker.
Yeah, I agree. It's a shame. They started off looking so good. You know, you'd have to wonder where they'd be with a healthy Story. And Devers, you know, he's missed a lot of games already. I wonder if he'll even make it through the whole season.
It doesn't look good. I think Story's out for the year anyway.
Yeah, he had the surgery, I believe.
And Devers, he's got to get right.
Yeah, he swings the bat so hard. He's done some damage in there that they won't find out for a while.
Right. He overswings, yep.
And Jensen, our closer, like I said before the season even started, they needed to get some people. They needed two starters, two relievers, and I wanted Hader at the end.
Yeah,
but
I agree
with
you there.
Houston took him.
His velocity's way down. You notice that? He's down around 92 now.
He's 93. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there, but you know what? He's got a good pass. People don't like him.
Did you see the guy, the 31? Did you see the 31-year-old? He was nasty last night.
Yeah.
His first game ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how about the kid that they picked up as a Rule 5 free agent? He's been darn good, too.
Yeah, throwing 96, 97,
Tall righty?
Yep, black hair righty.
Texas, I believe. You know, they got to keep him on the roster for the whole year or lose him.
Yep, he's been good.
And go Bruins. All right, have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Thanks for calling. That was a good call. So I got to go over these sponsors here. Jake's Market, Kidder's Automotive.
They can't fix it. Scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves.
Oh.
Wilson Tire.
Keeps rolling you along.
Richards Electric. Marsh Brothers Deli. HB Roofing.
They ain't goofing. They're
Martin's
roofing.
Mechanical.
Oh, yeah.
William Smith Auctioneers. JAS Auto. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Fields and Son.
Transportation.
Yep. Paint.
Paint and paper bar. No.
Paint and paper sign. Okay. And then we got
Biden's Concrete.
Yep.
Laying the creed all over the valley.
Yep. Hilton Garden Inn. That's where
we're
at. Yep.
Right where you just crushed your breakfast.
Yeah.
Lundy's Lawn Care.
Yep. East Plainfield.
Getting ready to roll.
And East Plainfield Auto. And then Allen's Vending, the hotline. Well, that's that. So
I was telling you about this story. Doing a house. This place is a mansion.
Real.
The wife, kind of on the bad side. I get it. Pick stuff apart, but like you build a stone chimney. I don't like that stone. Tear the whole chimney basically down, replace one. So you can't pop a stone out of a stone chimney and put one back in. All right? Just stuff like this. Over and over and over. Build it over. The other day, they got a slate roof. Gorgeous slate roof. I don't like that piece of slate up on the roof. Midway in the roof. I mean, these roofs are steep, okay? I don't like that white dot on it. Any way we can change that? Nope, I ain't replacing that. That's what the contractor says. Looks at her husband. Will you change that? Nope, I won't. Well, how come? Because it's bird shit. Can you wash that off? I kid you not. It was a white dot that a bird flew over.
And that's what
took
it was.
Took a dump, hit that piece of slate.
Stayed there.
Can you change that piece of slate?
Yeah.
No.
Super trophy on there. So University of Texas is going into the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
That's another
royalty. Hey, we got to go to our last break. 603-843-8623 for a quick call.
Bam.
Some numbers for you. We started talking about how through a 2-0 shutout, 9 innings.
How many pitches? 92 or something like that?
Something like that. The last time that happened was Michael Walker, June 6, 2022. How you doing?
Oh, I was just saying, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show.
Oh, okay. So I'm supposed to be in here right now.
You'll get in
That's
here
fine.
About noon.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, over.
What? Supposed to play a game in here. It's a small field. We're in a room about, what, 12 by 12? You going to play a game in here?
I'm on the radio. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm supposed to play a game. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, good. See ya.
You're live.
See ya. Jesus.
So anyway, that
grown men playing with plastic army men. Here we go.
Yeah, it's like a what is it?
I don't know.
Like a beanie bag?
Yeah, we used
convention.
To talk. Yeah, here we go.
Something. I don't know. They got soldiers and shit.
But.
The last time a shutout happened, 2009, 9 innings, was June 6, 2022.
Oh, and we didn't re-sign him because we got cheap on him, too.
Right. We let them all go.
We let him go, and he goes to the San Diego, yeah. And he's real.
Yeah.
What do you know? Is that town familiar?
Unbelievable. But, I mean, in the game of baseball today, very rarely will you see a shutout, a pitcher throwing 9 innings.
Yeah.
Think back, and I don't have the numbers, but think back how many times a pitcher has gone 9 innings for the Red Sox. Obviously, it goes back to 2022, but it could be just pitchers throwing 9 innings. That's it.
I don't know.
I mean, this is how much the game has changed. When I pitched, if you pitched 7 innings, 3 runs or less, that was a quality start.
Yeah.
What's a quality start now? If you had to go 7. Pitchers aren't even going 7 now. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I think it's 5 innings and about 2 runs now.
So why do we go down?
So Pedro Martinez had 46 complete games in his career.
Yeah. Guys aren't even... If a guy were to throw a complete game, one a year...
Do you think the Red Sox have that many in the last... Let's say
15 years.
Seven. Well, he was there, so yeah, they would. But last 7 years, how many complete games do you think they got?
I bet you could count them on one hand.
Probably, and it was Sale.
Yeah.
That 1 year, he was real.
Yeah.
If he completed the game.
I mean, that's how much the game has changed.
So what
now,
do you think?
Now, people go, how's the game changed?
Yeah.
Number one, the bases have got bigger. Number two, you can't block the plate. You can't hit the second baseman. Anything like that. Hey, yep. It's been a different week. It was a great week. Thanks for coming in, Numbers Man.
Yep.
And be safe out there this week. Let me know if the smelter running.
Nolan Ryan, 222 complete games. 222.
Right. Yeah. It would take you 222 years to get.